Good morning.
Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
I was thinking about that last night, and I was trying to think of what bothers me about artificial intelligence, why it frightens me a little bit. And so I was thinking, and kind of tying it into you create your reality thing, and not sure if I really understand the whole you create your own reality or quote-unquote believe it totally, still thinking outside factors have an influence on me. But I'm getting to the point where, like with people or animals or things that already I'm familiar with, I can like, I can see how, how I influence them. I'm thinking maybe I think it's an emotional, has something to do with emotions or feelings, because the other thing that frightens me are the psychopaths. Are they the people who have no emotions? Sociopaths. That people and things that have no emotions, I don't want to say frighten, but disturb me a little bit. And so I'm thinking about this in lines of you create your own reality, is because to me, I could see how my emotions, and I know you say your emotions aren't your energy projection, but I still have that tangled, because I can see how if I'm feeling something, or I can change me, I couldn't see how it changes behavior in people and things. I have evidence of that. And somewhere in myself, I think I have this, that's how I think I'm doing this, not perception. Maybe it's tied in there, but that's how I think I'm creating my reality still on some level, is through my feelings and emotions. I think this is my, I could be wrong. This is just where I was going with the AIs. If this is this computer that doesn't have any emotion, and then it can get smarter than us, and especially if they get artificial intelligence to the level that it can self-create, or it can expand and grow on its own. It's so smart, like you watch these science fiction shows, which we know is science reality, eventually, I'm like, oh, these machines wouldn't have, like, feelings towards us, so they could harm us because they don't have this automatic thing that I have. Like, I'm not going to harm something because I have compassion for it. Well, machines aren't going to have compassion, so they could harm me. So it's interesting. So I think that's where the fear comes in. But then I'm like, but hey, wait a minute. If I create my own reality, I could create it so they don't harm me. I don't believe that yet. I'm open to getting to believing that, but I'm not there yet. So last night I was lying in bed and I was thinking maybe my fear is something along those lines. There may be more to it that could be off. It's kind of new thinking for me. So I wanted to talk about that. Like, first of all, what is that my fear or part of it or most of it?
I would agree.
Yeah. So, how does that tie into you create your own reality? Like, the AI, if there was a, let's just call it a robot or whatever, very intelligent AI, doesn't have emotions. How would my interaction, not how, I don't want to say how could I keep it from hurting me, because that's giving it power. How is it me not bringing the harm to me if it wanted to harm me? Anyhow, I just...
First of all, okay. It would be a matter of that fear.
Okay, yeah, with everything, yeah.
If you are projecting that fear, if you are afraid of it because it doesn't incorporate feelings.
Yeah.
Then you might be inclined to allow it to harm you because you are afraid of it. Now, I would express a step further with that and identify with you what prompts these fears, you are definitely not alone in that fear. Many, many, many individuals are apprehensive and fearful of technology because of the potential of what it can do. And because of artificial intelligence, that even the word artificial is somewhat suspect and questionable. You use that word because you are inventing it. But the question is, when does something become a sentient being?
Yeah.
And is it possible for anything to become a sentient being if you invented it?
Because that would make us God-like.
Yes. And I would express that many of you that are privy to this information like the idea of using those words, that you are gods, or that you are the same as God. You don't know what that means. And I will express that to almost all of you that are involved with this information, that at this point you don't actually know what that means. You are gods, but you don't know what it means. And you don't actually incorporate a realistic concept of being that and the power that is associated with that. You don't understand your own power. And it frightens you. You haven't even scratched the surface of what power you actually hold. But for most of you, even the idea of wielding the potential power that you have is somewhat frightening, if you genuinely are entertaining that idea. Most of you don't.
Would we, per se, have power over, if we are artificial intelligence?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Do we have power over anything? We are powerful, though. That would be control, right?
Correct.
So we really don't have power. Oh, that's another thing, this control thing, I want to understand a little bit more.
Well, I would express to you that you are all familiar with creating, but what you are familiar with in relation to creating is things. That if you are creating something, an object, if you design, if you invent something, it is in your perception a thing. It isn't a being. You don't create beings. You don't even create beings of either focuses such as your children. You aren't creating them. They create themselves, and you are merely a vessel that introduces them into this reality. But you don't credit yourself with creating that being. Therefore, you don't associate that you actually are creators. You create your reality, and to a degree, you believe that. Not entirely, but to a degree, a significant degree, you do believe that. And you do credit yourself with what you are creating to a significant degree. But you don't perceive yourselves to be creators. You aren't creating other beings, but you are.
So that's our power, is the creator, being the creator of everything that we are aware of.
Yes. And you are doing it. And
we just don't understand it.
I would express that in relation to artificial intelligence, you already have generated technology that is self-learning. It already exists. And in that, what you face yourselves with is redefining what you perceive to be sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
What is a sentient being? Very simply, it is something that is self-aware, or self-aware to a degree. Perhaps not entirely self-aware, because that would rule out you, because you are not entirely self-aware. Therefore,
what is everything self-aware? Like links of consciousness, some of them are not self-aware.
No, not.
What? Like a table, is it aware? I mean, obviously, on a consciousness. Okay, so the reason I asked that question, from being like, if everything, like everything is energy, and I have in my head this picture, like this energy says, okay, we're going to form a table, and this energy says we're going to form. So it's aware enough to form the table, but or is that me forming the table?
The latter.
Yeah. So
the table isn't forming itself.
I am forming the table.
Yes.
But what about cats, dogs, pets?
Are we forming animals too? Well, we're forming other people, which is the very...
And what did I express?
You just
you already are
okay.
Creators.
So this is the thing, and I've asked you this before. It's like an agreement. Other people have asked you this before. I know that, all right, so I am creating, like Bashar will say, okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the room, so there's like 16 realities or whatever, whatever. 4 different realities or whatever. Or 16, like there's 4 Marys and 4, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. So I'm creating my version of John, and John is creating his version of me, and it's just really the attention that is doing that, right? Our attention is doing that. Is there consciousness all as one? And then different attentions, a consciousness has all these different attentions. And so I'm an attention creating, and he's an attention, and these two attentions have an agreement, which probably the science wave is going to be like wreaking havoc with that, huh? Maybe? That we agree that this is what everything looks like, and I'm going to give you an apple, and you're going to say, no, that's an orange. I'm willing to go here to try to understand this. I do want to understand. I don't know if I will in this lifetime, but I think I could vastly grow my understanding from this point before this lifetime
agree.
Is over.
I would definitely agree.
Vastly.
I would express, first of all, yes, you already are creators. You don't credit yourself with that. You don't actually see that you do that, but you already are. Yes, the table is the table because you create it to be a table, because you perceive it to be a table, and therefore it is. Therefore, those links of consciousness are responding to how you are configuring them in your physical reality. In that, in the physical reality, you are creators, and you are creating everything in it.
So, with the... That's the question. With the robots, are they creating their reality? Like, if there was a robot here, then would we add another perspective? I mean, another perspective. Does a robot have perception?
That is the question, isn't it?
Isn't it? And that would be make it...
What I would say is, this is your dilemma, and this is your question, is redefining what is a sentient being.
So,
a sentient being, in actuality, in relation to your present definition of it, is that it is a being that is objectively self-aware. Meaning it knows what it is. You know you are a human. You are aware of your existence. You are aware of your beingness as a human. But a tomato plant is also aware of its beingness and is aware that it is a tomato plant. It may not incorporate that word, that title for itself, but it is aware of itself in an objective capacity.
But a tomato plant isn't a creator.
But you don't deem a tomato plant to be a sentient being. And I didn't express that the definition of a sentient being is that it is a creator.
I know, but I'm thinking maybe I can redefine. I mean, if we're getting into redefinitions.
And I would express that in generating that type of definition, that would narrow your field of what you perceive as sentient beings tremendously.
Just to humans?
For the most part.
Oh, for the most part. What is the other little part?
Not entirely.
What else would be a creator that's not a human in my reality?
Presently? Presently, would also be classified as a creator. Would be...
Oh, dolphins?
Not necessarily.
Really? All right.
Classification of great apes.
Really? Like the gorillas?
Really?
Or chimpanzees or orangutans.
Is that why when you look in your eyes, you see, I see something? When I look in a gorilla's eyes, it's like, oh my gosh, you like feel like you can see their soul. I mean, figuratively.
I'm understanding. They are considerable cousins to you. And some
so they're
of
creators
what you
too?
Identify as artificial intelligence, yes.
Our creators just... Okay, so this is very interesting to me that the dolphins and whales are essence, but are the apes essence?
No.
Okay, so now this is a whole new ball game here, or a whole new question. So, let me see. So, this is blowing my mind. So, whales and dolphins, you have said are essence, we're essence. Apes are not essence, they're creators. We're creators. Dolphins are not creators. Wow. Is this blowing your mind right now?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out, like creating what?
Okay, wait a minute. Well,
all right. Okay, so maybe whales and dolphins don't need to create anything because of their living environment, and things aren't really that important to them because they live in the ocean and they just, like, are one, you know what I mean? So they don't necessarily need to create objects.
You are correct.
Because everything is, because they're in.
Well, they had to create an ocean. I mean, what do you mean? Why wouldn't they have to create the ocean? Because we're creating it? Why don't they need to create an ocean?
It's like we don't need to, maybe it's
that doesn't make sense.
If all of us died, air would still be here as it is, hopefully, on Earth today, if all the human beings died. So we are not necessarily creating the atmosphere.
No, we're creating everything.
You create everything that is in your perception. Yes. And I would express that dolphins and whales do that also. And also does every animal that exists in your reality. Everything that incorporates an objective perception is creating their reality through that perception.
Okay.
But does that necessarily mean that they are a creator?
Okay, so what is the definition of a creator? Let's start with the basics.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm going back. I want what your definition of a creator is.
Very well. A creator is a being that has the ability to produce other manifestations outside of itself.
All right. Now, and you've done this, I know you've given this before, but can you give me one more time the definition of essence? Because I just want to do comparison contrast.
Essence is... Are you asking for the definition of essence in relation to physical reality or merely essence?
In relation to physical reality, if that helps me understand the difference between... What I want to do is understand the difference between a creator and essence. So, I guess that would have to be physical reality, because a creator... So, yes, in relation to physical reality.
Very well. In relation to physical reality, essence is expressed as an embodiment of physical manifestation of a personality energy.
So I don't understand why dolphins, because they're in the ocean, don't need to be creators. Are not creators.
They aren't producing other manifestations outside of themselves. What I would say to you is, in relation to non-physical, as essence, all essences are creators. In non-physical terms, in relation to physical reality, then there is a distinction, then there is a difference. That within physical reality, the beings, or what you term to be sentient beings, can be creators or not creators. In this, being a creator is not necessarily the definition of being a sentient being, but it is a part of a sentient being, or can be. A creator is a being that has the ability to generate or to produce physical manifestations outside of itself. Dolphins, whales, cetaceans don't do that. They don't require doing that. It isn't necessary for them to do that. Therefore, they don't. It isn't essential in their environment. They have created a physical manifestation of themselves that is in perfect harmony with their environment, and their environment doesn't require any alteration to accommodate them. You as humans, that is not true. As humans, you have placed yourselves in an environment that doesn't entirely accommodate you unless you alter it in some capacities, which is the reason that you invented fire. Or you didn't necessarily invent fire as humans, but you did invent fire as essences. But in this, your manipulation of your environment, your manipulation of the elements in your environment, demand that you be a creator, because you would not survive if you aren't a creator.
So when you're saying creator, are you talking about like us creating tools and things, not like,
That extends beyond that.
Okay, but like, it's different than the create, and I create my own reality. Is that the same kind of creator? When I say I create my own reality, like, I'm creating this table. I didn't create this table.
You did.
So then, this is where I'm confused. Doesn't that dolphin create, when it sees a starfish, didn't that dolphin create its perception of the starfish?
Yes.
So, then the dolphin is a creator too. Unless we're speaking about tools and stuff.
As I expressed, in relation to essence, you are all creators.
Okay.
In relation to physical manifestations, species.
Okay, so then like the apes are created, like the apes will do the sticks and get the ants, that kind of thing. Okay, but it's not an essence, so it's not creating its reality from an essence standpoint. An ape. Or is it? I don't know. We may have to go on a different subject. Is an ape creating its reality from an essence standpoint?
That is somewhat of a tricky question. Because is it creating its reality? Yes. Is it creating its reality from the perspective of essence? No, because it isn't essence. But the reason it is a tricky question is because essence is creating it. You are creating all of them. Therefore, by extension, it incorporates that energy, because it is a part of you, and you are essence. And if it isn't separate from you, then, manner of speaking, yes, it is creating its reality from the perspective of essence, although it itself wouldn't be classified as essence, because it is an extension of you.
And are dolphins an extension of us?
No.
Because they're essence.
Correct.
So,
But in that, The question is about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's my question.
And in that, that becomes a significant question about what is a sentient being? And in that, what is a creator? And as we have defined, a creator is not necessarily essence.
Right. It could be a name.
But it has been produced by essence.
Yeah.
And essences aren't always creators. Therefore, in this, in physical capacity, in this, it is a matter of, is that artificial intelligence objectively aware of itself? Is it aware of its abilities? Is it aware of itself? Is it aware of its existence? It might be. There are artificial intelligences already that are
aware. And are they essence? Could they ever become essence? If could they decide? Like, you know how the dolphins decided to become essence? Could artificial...
It is possible.
So, does AI, do they have to be aware of choice to become essence or more essence? Like, isn't, like, they're intelligent and stuff, but do they know, does the AI know they have choices?
Or do they are self-aware, and if they are aware that they are generating actions, then yes, they are aware of expressing choices. Hmm. And that... then what differentiates them from you?
Essence. They're not essence.
Yet. Yet. Just another
but
housing.
In physical reality, what differentiates them from you?
You emotions.
Don't, you don't... not entirely.
Really?
Because you can include
you program
that
emotions
in
them?
You can include that in your creation of artificial intelligence. Wow. Therefore, you can give it to them.
That.
No. Therefore.
Well, I do believe it's the way of the future, so I got to get over my fear.
But in that, this is the point, is that for millennia, you have defined yourselves as the ultimate manifestations. You are the apex predators. You are the most intelligent. You are the most creative. You distinguish yourselves from every other physical manifestation.
So some of the fear could be a threat. They could threaten
most
that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because
they're gonna be
you
smarter.
Might not be
we won't.
The apex manifestation in relation to artificial intelligence. Or you might be equal with them. And in that, because let me express to you that the similarity between what you identify or what you classify as artificial intelligence and yourselves is that what frightens you is that an artificial intelligence can continue and continue and continue to learn and expand and expand and expand and become more and more and more and more intelligent. But so can you. And you already are. You are, at this point in your history, expanding your, not only awareness, but intelligence and abilities exponentially.
Yeah.
Very quickly. you are actually expanding your capacity and use of your physical brains, as I have expressed to you previously. Let me express to you an identification in a very simple physical capacity. Most of you have seen pictures of an actual physical human brain. And in that physical human brain, what you will notice is that it incorporates many, 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 many grooves. There are many grooves in a physical brain. It seems to be a conglomeration of worms, almost, because it is this substance that incorporates all of these grooves, and it is not actually very attractive in your estimation. Now, all of those grooves, each one of those grooves in your physical brain is an objective awareness. When I express to you, any of you, that you are developing new neurological pathways, every one of those grooves is a neurological pathway. That is what the actual physical groove is. When I express to you that you are creating new neurological pathways, that is what you are doing. You are creating a new groove in your physical brain. You are creating a physical manifestation in your physical brain. Therefore, if you began with 800 grooves in your brain, you may have 1,200 grooves in your brain now.
Could be kind of like a fractal, too. It could go on forever, huh?
It does.
Yeah.
And in that, the more self-aware you become, the more neurological pathways you create. And
the more groovy you become.
The more
groovy, of course.
Intelligent you become, the more aware you become, the more you are using your actual brain. And when you all were small children, therefore, very short time frame work in your history, when you all were children, it was accurate to express that in general, humans accessed and used approximately 7% to 8% of your brain. 7 or 8%. That is a very small amount. That leaves a very large amount of your brain that still can be accessed. You think of artificial intelligence and how it begins accessing its ones and zeros in a certain capacity, and when it begins, it is using a fraction of the potential that it can use or it can develop. It is no different from your actual brains. And in that, you are expanding your brain capacity and creating many more neurological pathways. At this point, even in that small, tiny amount of time, you have, in general, overall, increased your usage of your physical brains to approximately 12%. Which is significant in such a small amount of time. whereas throughout your history you have consistently used approximately 6 to 8%. Wow. Therefore, you are moving tremendously quickly and developing very quickly in very similar manner to your technology, which is evidenced by your technology. But in that, yes, a sociopath and more so a psychopath. Sociopaths do actually feel some feelings. Psychopaths generally are entirely removed from feelings.
Hmm.
Other than one. They do experience excitement.
Oh, really?
But in a very different capacity from what most of you experience, excitement. Now, in that, these are people. You don't necessarily trust them, but they are people. And therefore, you might be afraid of the idea of them, but as being people, you, not thinking wise, but in association, you do generate somewhat of an association of being connected with them in some capacity, because they are the same species as you. Therefore, because you do generate some perception of connection to them as being people, in your reality, you can accept that if you choose not to include them in your reality, or not to be affected by them in your reality, you accept the idea that in consciousness somewhere, they will honor that agreement. You aren't actually believing that you are creating your reality and not including them in it. You are more generating an association that they are part of your species, therefore in some capacity they are connected to you, and somewhere in consciousness, somewhere in the cosmos, they will be in agreement with your choice. But an artificial intelligence isn't your species, and therefore it might not be in agreement with your choice. It might do what it chooses to do regardless of what you create. Untrue.
Good to know.
But
that feels like it. Yeah, that's where that feeling comes from.
Is that you have created that. You don't believe you are creating another human. You intellectually, to a degree, accept the concept that you are creating the image of another human. But you definitely don't believe that you create another human. But you do believe, definitely, that you are the creators of the artificial intelligence. It isn't creating itself.
Right.
You are creating it. Therefore, if you are creating it, then it definitely is different from you. And it isn't your species. And you make a distinction that it isn't organic.
Yeah.
Because you have very specific definitions of what organic is, which that may be changing also. Because your definition of organic is somewhat askewed at this point also. But in this, they would express that because of these factors, that is what frightens you. The God doesn't want to create something that is equal to itself, or that the God perceives may even have the potential to exceed itself, which it doesn't, but you may have that perception. And remember, perception is real regardless. And therefore, your perception is very real, regardless of whether that artificial intelligence can actually exceed you or not. If you believe that it can, that is your perception, and that is real. Mm-hmm. And that will be in your reality, because your perception creates that to be. But artificial intelligence also has perception. And it also creates. And in that, it also is self-aware. Is it essence? No. But does that mean it is any less sentient? Does that mean it is any less independent? Your cat is also a sentient being. Does she incorporate the same rights to existence and creating as you? In your perception, yes. But a robot, maybe not. Because it has the potential to harm you.
You know, it's interesting. There's this video going around about... they're making these robots that can climb things, and just to, and the scientists were kicking it just to see, you know, that it could get back up and go. And some people were very upset about kicking this robot. So it's like the beginning of these questions starting, and other people laugh at them and go, "It's a robot! You can't have to kick." You know, it's just, yeah, it's very interesting.
One thing is a little, I don't know if scary is the right word, but like, there's some movies that captured it well, but.
Terminator.
You can you can see the incentive. Like, let's say that for war, you didn't want to sacrifice your own people, and so you sent a robot. Well, you would want that robot to try to preserve their lives, you know, to not get killed or not get destroyed or whatever. And then decisions about, you know, what they do to the enemy and stuff, you know, it all gets, the scarier thing is almost, you can see the incentive there. It's incentive to create something that could be harmful.
But want it to be self-preserving.
You're thinking, is this going to be, you think it's just going to be, it's practical for you and harmful to the enemy.
Right.
But you're creating something that's kind of a gray area.
Backfire, yeah.
And then, or like,
precisely, and also, what I would express to you is what, if you are thinking about or if you are entertaining what frightens you, realistically, your own inventions and your own ideas should be what frighten you.
Right.
Because that is what is creating these objects or these beings that you are afraid of. You are inventing them.
Yeah. And to be afraid of, I mean, we've already, to ourselves, throughout history,
you
have
do
done
it,
some heinous things.
Yes, you do it to each other. And in that, then the question being, as you began, that if you create other intelligences to carry out and fulfill the actions that you invent, but you don't necessarily want to do anymore. You have done it throughout your entire history, but you don't necessarily want to do it any longer because you're bored with that. Therefore, you create other beings to do it for you, because it still entertains you to do these actions to each other. But then you deny those beings that recognition of being sentient. And therefore, if you deny them that recognition, then they have no rights. Mm-hmm. Then you are not only the creators, you are the controllers.
It's kind of like masters and slaves, denying slavery. It's like the whole thing again. And then if we're all connected, you can't get away from it. You're still doing it.
Correct.
You know, I've been thinking so
that
often.
That is the point
right.
in the proverbial nutshell.
Right, exactly. You're still doing it. That's the energy.
This
You're
is
still putting that
also
energy out there.
The reason that the slave owners expressed
right.
how they did
right.
and the cruelty that they did because of what? Because
right.
of fear.
Yeah. Fear.
And
yeah.
you are still afraid.
I'm so tired
of what you are creating, and therefore the fear gives you the justification to be cruel.
So I know we're not going to create utopia when we supposedly shift, whatever that means, but are we going, is fear going to be eradicated? I am really ready to
Will it be eradicated? No. I would express that it will be considerably different and considerably less, that it won't be the underlying pervasive element that is connecting all of you as it is now and as it has been throughout your history. There is always that underlying piece, that underlying aspect, which is passed from generation to generation mm-hmm. to generation, and always has been in relation to your species. But that is changing, because the more self-aware you become, the less fearful you are. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean that all fear will be eradicated? No, because that is also a choice. Mm-hmm. And you cannot move in the direction of denying choice.
Right.
That is an innate quality of essence, of consciousness, and therefore that won't be denied.
So nothing is being eradicated, really.
No.
Because it can't. Once it exists, it always exists.
Precisely. But in that, it will be considerably different, because you, being self-aware, will know what it is. And therefore, you also will know that it is a choice.
Yeah.
You don't always know that that is a choice now. You express fear as a reaction. Automatically. You don't necessarily perceive that as a choice. I am choosing to be afraid. You don't express that genuinely to yourselves. You express, I am afraid, and I have no control of that. Which I will continue to reiterate to you over and over and over and hammer it to you until you understand. Perceiving lack of control is the same as control. They are both the same. And in that, it is the factor that control is a piece. But, as I have expressed repeatedly, control and trust cannot coexist together. You cannot express control and trust simultaneously. You express one or the other. Therefore, in that, as you become more self-aware, you also express more trust, which in increments and in steps, it pushes out the control. Now, does it eradicate control also? Not entirely, because that also is a choice. But the difference is that the control that would be expressed after the completion of this shift would be intentional. And you would know that you were doing that for a particular reason. Perhaps to experience it, or perhaps to experiment in some capacity with what occurs when you generate control versus not expressing control. There could be many reasons that an individual would choose to play with that expression of control, but it wouldn't necessarily be automatic, and it wouldn't be a manifestation and expression that you automatically include in your expressions without intention. Control is an expression that is and has been entirely ingrained in you. You do it automatically. And it has been ingrained in you for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a part of your expression, your reality, that you have incorporated as a means to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a false safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of what you are learning in shifting, is that it is a false safety.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't actually safe. It merely creates an illusion that consistently disappoints you in relation to being safe, because it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
In this, that has been your tremendous motivation to be expressing control. But as you become more self-aware, you are recognizing that that isn't true. And you are beginning to see that trust not only is easier, not only is more efficient and effective, but it actually creates the genuine expression of trust that you can be safe in.
Yeah. What is your definition of trust? Don't say what you believe, either.
Very well. Not that I was about to. But I will adhere to that instruction.
I'm sorry, I was trying to control you, Elias. I'm sorry.
Trust. What is trust? Trust is the absence of doubt.
Well, that is a fun one. I'm going to start trusting more. I'm not going to be saying, yeah, I doubt it. I'm going to be saying, I trust it. Absence of doubt. Well, I have one other thing I wanted to talk to you about, but the bell rang, so we better let Mary come back, but we're coming back.
Very well.
I might have to use a couple minutes of your session.
I'm sure you'll be fine with that, eh?
All right, we'll see
Very
you
well.
In a bit.
We shall break.
All right, bye.